Bill, if you would, first of all, just tell me your name and where you're from and what kind of an operation you have.
Well, my name is Bill Cox. I'm from Pomeroy, Washington. I am a wheat farmer, dryland wheat farmer, in the southeastern corner of Washington. Run registered and commercial Hereford cattle, and that's how we make our livelihood. And I'm a first-generation Hereford breeder, so I didn't take this over from someone. And so the things that we learned this morning were things that I had to kind of learn myself as a feel-as-I-go thing. But my passion for Herefords and my love for the cattle business has driven me to where I am right now.
Which is in Kansas City, Missouri, and you came a long way, obviously, to be here, and we appreciate that, and the opportunity to come in and learn more ourselves about an organization that some of us just haven't gotten real involved with, I guess, over the years. I'd never been to the office, for example, so that's really been enjoyable to have that opportunity. Well, today we heard a number of things about some of the research projects that the American Hereford Association is involved with. From your perspective as a producer, what are those types of projects doing for you? What is the value you see that bringing to you?
Well, the value of our research programs are just more to validate what I already know. We're selling most of our Hereford bulls into herds that are largely black. We in the West, we still have quite a few Hereford herds, and very profitable, very long-term operations that are very successful. But most of our bulls are going into a crossbreeding program, and that's been the focus of the association the last year or two, to prove our worth in that system.
So as I think I heard it described, it's not really an us versus them, you know, breed versus breed situation. If you look at what you can do together through a legitimate crossbreeding program, right?
Absolutely. This is it's the cattle business, and I think many of us complement one another. And I think that as we evolve in the industry, we're all beginning to realize that. The competition, you might say, between Hereford breeders is more of a partnership now. Certainly we're all vying for the dollar of the bull buyer, but we're complementing one another quite nicely, and I think it's more of a partnership in the entire cattle business at this point.
So how would you describe what you think about the future here for the breed?
Well, our future's ahead of us. It was behind us. When I graduated from high school in 1968, Hereford was king. It was in the West because that's where I was living. And for whatever reason, we didn't keep pace with the demands of the cow-calf man. But we are now. We've fixed, if you can ever totally fix anything, we've fixed our problems, you might say, and we've made them better and better. And as we learned this morning, our ability to increase the heterosis, the hybrid vigor in the crosses, is very apparent, and I think our future is, our growth is going to be just phenomenal in the future as part of the cattle business.
So what, for people who aren't real familiar with Herefords, for whatever reason, what would you most want them to know about the breed, your breed, in terms of taking a look at it from their perspective, maybe wanting, you know, is this a breed I should become involved with?
Well, absolutely. The maternal aspects, many people have said in the past that maybe we had some problems maternally. We've fixed that. We've got very adequate milk with great udders now. And being chairman of Certified Hereford Beef, I'm very aware of the meat business that we're involved with, and providing a pleasurable eating experience for the American public and those abroad is a key factor. And we have found, and through studies at CSU and others, that we provide that eating experience as often as any breed or any crossbreed that you can. So we have a tremendous amount to offer to this this competition for the protein in people's diets. Hereford breed is we've got a good size, we've got a good taste, and it's very consistent.
Well, I can vouch for that. I had a very pleasurable eating experience already here. Thank you very much. And in looking at the certified Hereford beef program, anything you want to tell us about? I know we're going to hear some more about it still yet in our program, but that here in our interview, you'd like to say about what's going on with that program right now?
Well, we're a growing program. You know, we probably got started a little late in the branded beef business because there are so many branded programs at this point. But as you will see this afternoon, we have the data, we have the cattle that will produce that opportunity for people to have a very pleasurable meal. And I think that's the strength of our program, and it will carry us into the future.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Bill, for inviting us in and having us here and hosting us at the AHA headquarters in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.